This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The consistent story of the American housing market over the past, well, a lot of years, has been that we just don't have enough of it in most places. In some places, cities where the population is shrinking, cities like Baltimore, thousands of homes just sit empty, sometimes for decades. And no small part of the problem for those cities is knowing who owns what. And part of the solution might be technology. Marketplace's Amy Scott has been following Baltimore's vacancy crisis for years now.
Ebony Thompson remembers vividly the day 2 years ago when she started a new job as deputy solicitor for the city of Baltimore.
That was the day of the press conference that Mayor Scott held following the tragic loss of the three firefighters who courageously were battling the fire at Stricker Street, and it caved in on them.
The building on Stricker Street was one of more than 15,000 vacant houses in Baltimore at the time. And at that press conference, Mayor Brandon Scott ordered every city agency to take a hard look at its role in the vacancy crisis.
I am also tasking them to be innovative and provide ideas for what more their respective agencies can do to reduce the number of vacancies in the city.
Thompson had an idea. In her previous job, she'd taken a course at MIT on blockchain technology. In simple terms, a blockchain is a shared digital ledger that's immutable, meaning once a block of information is recorded, it can't be changed. For her final class project, she proposed a way to use the technology in real estate transactions.
And it was putting deeds on the blockchain so that a municipality could save time and money to combat vacant housing.
Now, here she was working for a city battling vacant housing and being asked to innovate. Still, it took some convincing to get officials on board.
It was, Ebony, why are you talking to us about cryptocurrency? And I'm like, it's not cryptocurrency, it's the technology behind cryptocurrency.
It took 2 years, during which Thompson got promoted to city solicitor. But last month, the city approved a 3-year pilot program to record all of the now 13,600 vacant properties in the city on the blockchain. Alice Kennedy is the city's housing commissioner.
If we were to just pick any random property here, we could.
To explain how it'll work, she pulls up the city's interactive community development map on her computer and zooms in on a block of row houses, most of them marked with red squares, indicating vacancy.
So you have one that is 1415 Myrtle. This shows that the last sale date was from 1992.
The house has been vacant since at least 2016, when an inspector deemed it unfit for human habitation. The city's main strategy for dealing with a house like that would be to acquire it through foreclosure or eminent domain, and then sell to someone who would either fix it up and live in it or sell it to someone else.
The first step we do with any type of acquisition process is needing to do a full title examination.
To find out who owns the building, are there any unpaid taxes or bankruptcies? Does anyone else have a claim on the property? Those records are spread out across different agencies and courthouses.
We are really, like, turning over rocks.
The thing is, a title search typically happens every time a property changes hands. And Kennedy says that slows down getting that vacant building occupied. But if all that information were easily accessible on the blockchain in a secure, unchangeable form,
we believe that that will then make the next transaction on that property go faster and maybe even have some cost savings associated with it.
This is just one piece of a proposed $3 billion plan to address blight in Baltimore. The city's hiring title attorneys to help acquire more properties faster and starting a new bond program to subsidize redevelopment. And Baltimore has made progress. The official number of vacants has fallen 14% in the last 3 years. But you don't have to look far to confront the challenges Baltimore is facing. After we talk, I drive over to check out 1415 Myrtle Avenue in person. It's a brick row house with boarded up windows that someone had once painted sky blue.
It must have been a beautiful house back in the day.
I find Charles Duggar doing some work at the house next door. He's a retired teacher who grew up across the street.
Our grandfather bought 1404 back in 1912, so that's been our family house for 112 years now, right?
Over that time, his family has lived through redlining and other racist policies that have hollowed out historically black neighborhoods.
I mean, you take away people's legacy and culture and you flood them with all this negative, and then we wonder, why is it like this?
It's going to take more than technology to overcome that history and bring this block back, but the city hopes it can at least help speed up the process. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.